NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I can't.
save me.
Yeshua.
I can see clearly.
Yeshua.
Oh Lord, that you have been there all the time.
Save me.
Somebody listen to me right now. No, you've been saved.
Jehovah,
heals them through this very man.
listen, has anybody ever felt like the only reason you still here is by the grace of God? Come on.
I'm here thinking about times I thought I wasn't gonna make it.
Times I should have been.
Times I should have been dead and gone, but God's on different.
But I'm still here.
But I'm still here. Yeah. All because of his goodness.
I'm a living witness.
I'm a living witness. Yeah. Miracles still fall from heaven.
Cause he moves.
But you can put them together when I tell you, heavy load. God about it.
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
somebody wanna know about me, let me talk about my day. I'm on moody days up, let me talk about my day. Look a here, look a here, look a here, look a here. On a Thursday,
on a Thursday,
woo!
I get rid of my
head. What?
On a Thursday,
you tell them, boy.
On a Thursday,
tell them again.
I get rid of my
head. Ah! Wait a minute. Look at here. I believe I call that last day. I'm gonna call that last day. Good God Almighty, let me say this, let me say this. Good God Almighty. Did you get rid of that heavy load? Somebody got rid of that heavy load. Won't you get your praise dance? Won't you get it right now? You got a praise dance. You got a praise dance. Get it on. Heavy. Anybody else got a praise dance? Or do you have a praise dance? Get it on. You gotta get that praise dance on. Heavy, good God. You got praise. You gotta praise. You got praise. You got that praise. Get it on right now. That praise dance on. Get it on. Gotta get that praise dance going. Come on, y'all. Good God. God Almighty. Somebody got it. Somebody got it. You got it.
We are right at the bottom of the hour. God bless you. That's the sounds of the late, great Mr. Joe Lagun and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world on this wonderful day as we give God the praise through songs and the Word of God. And thank all of you again for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One, going to be right here with you to 8 p.m. tonight, playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world. Look, for those of you, your very first time, you can catch the wave right here, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., simply by joining us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on Facebook Live simply by going to our Facebook page at Smile On Me Too. That's all small caps, Smile On Me Too, or NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. All right, look, want to make a request? Then give us a call right here at 347-215-8049. Now, let's continue with more great gospel music. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave.
They join in with creation. They proclaim. You never change. You never change. You never change. You never change. He who was and is to come. He who was and is to come. He is still good.
Oh,
5 minutes before the top of the hour, and that group there going down memory lane. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the sounds of the Davis sisters. You remember the Davis sisters, right? All right. Well, that's the Davis sisters. Jesus made a way for me. I don't know about you, but he's already making a way for you. If he woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you shelter to be able to rest and lie in your bed and food in your refrigerator, gave you the activities of your limbs to be able to breathe, to be able to sing and give God the praise. That's a blessing by itself. Isn't that right? God bless you again. I'm your host, the Anointed One, always my pleasure as we approach right here at the top of the hour. Look, for those of you, if you would love to be on this broadcast, maybe want to play your song or your group on this radio network, well, feel free to give us a call at 347-215-8049. If you can't reach me there, you can reach me at our 24-hour hotline simply by dialing 919-443-5994. Again, our 24-hour hotline, that number is 919-443-5994. All right, well, look, it's that time. Look, many of you, it's time for that Christian workout. Are you ready to get started? The Christian workout. You know how we do it, right? You know, we get you opportunity to exercise a little bit. Maybe you haven't exercised, right? Maybe you did yesterday, but you need to do that exercise today, right? Well, we're going to get started, and we want you to prepare to get ready as we do our spiritual workout right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm going to give you time to get yourself together. Look, this is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord. That's to win souls for the glory of God. And many times when we get in competition, when we get in compromise, we get off focus, and we should stay focused. Huh? Am I right about it? And how many know as we stay focused, then God can direct our path, huh? All right, all right. Well, are you ready to work out this spiritual workout? All right, well, let's get started. All right, all right. Okay, let's get in position now. All right. Okay, we're going to start this morning with our arms up. Our arms straight up. All right, let's get them arms straight up in the air. Okay, now stretch them out to your side. Stretch them out as far as you can to the side. And hold them out. Just stretch, stretch, stretch. Just keep scratching. Stretch, stretch, in, out. Stretch. Keep holding them out. Just stretch them. Get them loose. All right. Let's get them back up. Up. Stretch. To the side. Hold them out. Up. To the side. Hold them out. Hold them out. Okay. Let's follow the routine. Up. Out, up, out, up, out. You're looking good. Come on, come on. Hold them out. Stretch them, stretch them. Up, out. All right, all right, all right. Come on, you're looking good. All right, up, out. Stretch, stretch. Come on, stretch them. All right, okay. As you hold your arms out, begin to rotate your fingers in and out, just like you're squeezing a ball, and open them back up. Go ahead, keep squeezing like you're squeezing a ball, and open them back up with your arms straight out. Come on, you got to get that blood circulating. Come on, let's get them out. Keep holding them arms out. I know they're getting tired. Hold them out. Oh, you're looking good. All right, now. All right, let's get them hands on them hips. Let's get them hands on them hips. We got to get some of this loose right, you know, right around your waist. You know what I'm talking about, right? All right. Okay, we're going to get some jumping jacks. today. All right? All right. Hands on your hips. And you know how to do jumping jacks, right? All right. Let's get started. Let's get started. Okay. Jump. Jump. Come on. Jumping jacks. Up, down, up, down. Those arms are going up and back down to your waist. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Come on. Come on, keep going. Up, down, up, down, up, down. You're looking good. Come on, keep it. Come on. You got it. Come on. Up, down, up, down. All right. Okay. All right. Let's get them legs going. Come on. All right. Let's rotate them legs. Get them hands on them hips. And let's get that legs loose. All right. We're going to do the bicycle, right? You know how to do that, right? Okay. We're going to get them legs up, down, up, down. Let's start with the left. Left, up, right, up, left, up. Right, up, up, down, up, down. Come on, get them up high as you can. Come on, up, down, up, down. Come on, come on, using them knees. Come on, using them knees. Up, down, all right. You're looking good. Keep it going. Come on, don't stop. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I know you're getting tired. Come on, loosen them muscles. Come on, Grandma. I see you. I see you, Granddad. Come on. You got to do it more often. Come on. All right. All right. Well, look. Come on. Keep it working. Keep it working. All right. We got about 2 more minutes here. Come on. There you go. All right. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. All right. Well, there you have it. The spiritual workout, and we're going to do it again and want you to be ready the next time, huh? Matter of fact, begin to do that every day. You'll feel a lot better, huh? I know that's right. All right, it's the spiritual workout right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. We are right at the top of the hour. You're catching the wave.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits, new wine, come and get some of this, stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Cut it.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. Stop for you to speak what you want to see. And if you with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh.
fighting for us. You are not distant and cold. Your heart's not angry and closed. And even in ways we don't know, you're fighting for us. You won't hold back when it comes to your children. You fiercely defend us till we stand delivered. You're fighting for us. For us, you move with holy rage in all your miraculous ways. We simply stand here amazed, 'cause you're fighting for us. You won't hold back when it comes to your children. You fiercely so we stand delivered. You're fighting for us, always fighting for us. You won't back down facing armies of thousands. You speak one word and they scatter around us. You're fighting.
Somebody ought to grab their neighbor by the hand and say, hold on. be alright.
How many can be a witness that in the morning
it's gonna be alright?
Oh, in the morning, you got to have the faith to believe.
Be right.
When you get out of your bed in the morning, everything is gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Keep your hand in the Lord's hand.
It's gonna be alright.
Keep your hand in Jesus' hand.
It's gonna be alright.
And I wanna let you know one thing.
It's gonna be alright.
There will be no more sickness. How many can say there will be no more pain? It won't
be this way.
If you never see me no more, remember I told you that it won't.
Minutes 15 after the hour. That's the sounds of Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellas, and those of you, it won't always be this way. You know, sometimes we get in situations and circumstances and we seem like we just want to give up. You know, you want to quit. You want to throw the towel in, as they say. But it's not going to always be this way. It's not going to always be that way. Because, you know, you got to understand something. That's why it's important to have faith. Because, look, it is impossible to please God without faith. That's why the word let us know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, look, those of you today, I know, it seems like, you know, soon as you get out of one thing, then something else pops up. Soon as you get out of that, something else pops up. But I want you to know today, it's not going to always be that way. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulation. But the great thing to know that you know that you have that relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm talking about having that relationship with Jesus Christ. And when you understand and know that the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you, that's what keeps you motivated. That's what keeps you ticking, because it was He that breathed breath into us to give us life, because He is the light of the world. Can I get a witness? You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, always my pleasure.
We come to sing to the saints who are so depressed. Don't give up. Jesus will help you. He won't leave you. He'll see you through. Oh, when you change, go no further. Just keep still. You'll cease the storm that's raging. Yeah.
My mind. some old church songs. Come on and put your hands together.
Power of Prayer Request Hotlines heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 minutes, power of prayer. Join us now live with Apostle May Godfrey from Jonesboro, Georgia, with 30 minutes power of prayer. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Pastor Kearney, and to God be all the glory. We thank those of you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to another time of a mini teaching to keep growing and a time of prayer in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today's mini teaching is titled, Don't Just Pray, Believe. Don't just pray, believe. And our scriptural text lesson is coming from Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 24. I'm going to read that verse from the King James Version. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. And also from the NLT, and it reads, listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. One of the dangers in praying is not expecting God to answer when we pray. The Bible says Without faith, no one can please God. So we must believe God is real, and he rewards every one of us who searches for him. The only currency that God trades in is faith. Again, the only currency that God trades in, thanks to God, is faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you dig deeper and immerse yourself in scripture, faith will take a root and begin to grow. Faith is what makes your prayers effective. But what if your faith lines up with God's word and the answer is delayed? Just keep praying and just keep believing. Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that you have, when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised you. Now, this is a quick little story I was reading, and it blessed me, so I pray that it will bless you. When a rural farming community was hit by severe drought, the local church called a prayer meeting. Almost everybody in town showed up. And isn't it interesting how trouble has a way of getting all of our attention? As the pastor stood before a packed church, he noticed an 11-year-old girl beaming with excitement in the front row. Lying on the pew beside her was a bright red umbrella, poised and ready for use. The beauty and innocence of the sight made him smile as he compared the child's faith with that of all the others in the church. He looked at the congregation and he announced to them, "The rest of us came to pray for rain, but this little girl came expecting God to answer. She brought her red umbrella." So just don't pray, saints of God. This is a word to all of us. Don't just pray, but believe. Amen. Now let us go before the throne of God. Father, I pray right now that you will purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Search our hearts today, Father, and see if there be any unclean thing in us. And if we find anything, we ask you to please remove it. I plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer time. I plead the blood of Jesus over NFI Radio Gospel Network and over every listener. We take authority now over every demonic and satanic spirit that has been assigned to attack or hinder this broadcast in any way. Satan, we silence you, and we command you to cease your evil plots and your schemes. Father, we thank you today for sending Jesus. Jesus, thank you for saving us when we couldn't save ourselves. Thank you for loving us when at times we didn't even love ourselves. Father, we thank you today because we are healed. We are not sick. We are rich. We are not poor. We are blessed today. We are not cursed. We praise you, Lord. We honor you today. We adore you. We worship you. We exalt you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy and righteous name. Lord, we thank you today. We're giving our hearts to you, Father. We're giving our feet to you, Lord. We're giving our eyes to you, Lord. They belong to you. Use us for your glory. With our ears, Lord, let us hear what you are saying every time you call us, Lord. Oh, Father, we're giving ourselves to you today. We're giving our hands to you. Use our hands, Lord. We belong to you, Jesus. We belong to you, Jesus. Father, thank you for being omnipotent. Thank you for being omniscient. And thank you for being omnipresent today. Lord, we just bless your holy name. We worship you and we honor you. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had you said it and shall you not do it? Or had you spoken it and shall you not make it good? Lord, we thank you today. The things which are impossible with man are possible with you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you today. You said if God be for us, who can be against us, Lord? If we can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Lord, you told us to be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know what's happening in the world today, Lord. But this world is not our home, Lord. We are just pilgrims traveling through, Lord. Oh, Father, we're praying right now for those who have been affected by the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the fires, the floods, the viruses all over the world, Lord. We in the body of Christ are joining together, Lord. And we are saying to the devil that he must cease. He must cease his plots, his schemes in the mighty name of Jesus. Every name must bow to the name of Jesus. Every other name must bow to the name of Jesus. That coronavirus must bow to the name of Jesus. The Delta virus must bow to the name of Jesus. Lord, we're calling upon you today. You told us to call unto you, and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things which we know not. Lord, you said to Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? And I believe you're asking us the same thing today. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And we said, no, Lord. Father, you told us to ask and it will be given. You told us to seek and we will find. You told us to knock and it will be opened unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you today. We're giving you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. You know the things we have need of before we even ask you, Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Oh, God, we thank you today for just being God. Thank you for just being God. And, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're coming before your throne, Lord. On behalf of those, Lord, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who have infirmities, Lord, sicknesses, Lord, in their bodies, Lord, pain, Lord, some couldn't sleep last night, walking the floor, Lord, having to get up and take medication, Lord. Oh, Father, help us to remember, you said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. Lord, we're waiting on the testimony that's going to come to you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for giving someone new lungs today, giving them new limbs today. Yes, Lord, we believe. We believe and we speak and we decree and we declare, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for performing miracles. You are still performing miracles. You are the same, Lord. You are still the same, Lord, yesterday, today, and forever. You are still performing miracles. You are still opening blinded eyes. You are still unstopping deaf ears. You are still loosening dumb tongues. You are still causing the lame to walk. You are still removing demonic and lunatic spirits, Lord. You sent your word and you heal them and deliver them out of their destruction. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, God, you are wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, Jesus, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, we pray right now for those families who have been affected, Lord, by the coronavirus or the Delta virus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, remind them that you are too wise to ever make a mistake or an error. You know our end before our beginning. Oh, God, give them peace, Lord. Give them peace that passes all understanding. Give them peace, Lord, on every side and in every way, Lord. Oh, God, that person that has gone to the physician and he saw a lump, he saw a spot. In the mighty name of Jesus, today we're asking you, astonish and surprise the doctors, Lord. Oh, Jesus, remove that spot. Remove that lump. Remove that cyst, Lord. Remove that tumor, Lord. Whatever the physician saw the first time, let them look again and see that Jesus has performed a miracle. Oh, God, we're just giving you the praise today. We ask you, Holy Spirit, walk up and down the halls in the hospital. Be in the operating room. Be the hands and the eyes of the physician. Oh, Father, we just give you praise today. That family that's grieving, Lord, death in their family, Lord, remind them, Lord, you are still there with them. You will never leave them nor forsake them. Help them to trust in you, Lord, with all their hearts, lean not to their own understanding. In all their ways, acknowledge you. You will direct their path, Lord. Oh, Father, help them to cast their cares upon you today because you do care for them. You don't make any errors, Lord. You are too wise, Lord, to ever make an error or a mistake. Oh, God, we're praying right now for our children in the mighty name of Jesus. All of our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children, Lord. It shall come to pass in the last days that you're going to pour out of your spirit upon all flesh, Lord. Our sons and our daughters, Lord, they're going to prophesy. The young men, Lord, will see visions, and the old men will dream dreams. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you again to stay the hand of death from your people with the coronavirus, Lord. Stay the hand of death, Lord, from your people with the Delta virus in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, go behind the prison walls, Holy Spirit. Visit and save those who are lost. Heal them, Lord. Heal their minds, Lord. Those who are walking the streets, Lord. Those who are homeless and have nowhere to go. Oh, God, touch them. Visit them, Holy Spirit. Heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. Save them if they don't know you before it is too late. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we continue to cry out, Lord. We continue to cry out and pray for our children, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the schools, Lord. Oh, Lord, protect them, Lord. Protect our children, Lord. Those who return to school. Those who have to be taught virtually, Lord. Oh, God, just protect them, Lord. Not only protect the children, but protect the teachers, Lord, the staff, Lord, the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, the nurses, the hall monitors. Oh, God, we just pray right now for our children. Devil, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off our children. We bind that evil and demonic spirit of gun violence, Lord, murder and suicide. We bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you would send angels, Lord, to make the crooked places straight, Lord. Spraying every trap that the enemy has set today for every school, Lord, every university, Lord, every campus, Lord. Reveal, expose, and remove all of the evil manners of destruction that's aimed toward our children, Lord. Father, we pray right now. We're binding the spirit of rape. Keep that boy, keep that girl, keep that teenager safe and protected and covered under your blood, Jesus. Expose the perverted spirit. spirit, Lord, that are taking control and monitoring our children, Lord. Expose who they are, Lord, and that they are working for the enemy. Expose them. Remove them. Devil, take your hand off that young man's mind. Oh, God, let the weapons be found that he is trying to hide and sneak into the schools all over the United States, Lord, and the world. Oh, Father, that young child that's worried about going to school because of bullying. Oh, Lord, that child that's worried because they feel they don't have the clothing that they desire. Oh, God, give them peace, Lord. Holy Spirit, just touch our children, Lord. Remind them, Lord, that they belong to you. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying for the United States of America. We're praying for our nation, Lord. Please forgive us today in the body of Christ for making idols to take your place. Forgive us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to repent with a sincere heart, Lord. You said of my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Oh, Father, our land needs healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Our land needs healing. Holy Spirit, release a fresh anointing. Release grace today that will cause the people to turn to you, Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying for all of the political leaders, from the president down to the local councilman. Oh, turn the heart of the king, Lord, because it's in your hands. Oh, Father, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people are mourning. Oh, God, we're praying right now for President Biden. We're praying for Vice President Harris, Lord. And we're praying for their families. And we ask you, Lord, to keep them covered and protected under your blood, Jesus. Continue to give them favor, Lord. Surround them with favor as a shield, Lord. I remind them that you put them in those positions, Lord, and that they must keep you as the center and the most important influence in their lives. Oh, Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us in the body of Christ. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Remind us that it is not a man, it's not a lady. Show us in the body of Christ, it is a spirit, Lord. Oh, Father, you said in your word, these signs shall follow them that believe in your name. If we believe in your name, Lord, we will be able to cast out devils. We will speak with new tongues. If we take up serpents, if we drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt us, Lord. We can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Father, we bind that spirit of hatred now in the mighty name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of love. We bind that spirit of racism all over the world, and we loose unity. We bind that spirit of murder, and we're loosening life, Lord. We bind the spirit of poverty. We're loosening prosperity. We're binding the spirit of mental illness, Lord. And Father, we thank you that you are giving them the mind of Christ. You said, I've given to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Father, we thank you right now. You gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. Oh, Lord, the reason why Jesus came, the purpose that the Son of God came, Lord, why he was manifested, Lord, it was that he might destroy the works of the devil. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We're crying out and we're praying for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that's living a lifestyle of drug addiction, Lord. There's someone, Lord, that's just bound by cigarettes, and they have been crying out, Lord. They have taken chewing gum, all types of medicines from the physician to stop smoking. And so today, Holy Spirit, we ask you to visit that person who's crying out to be delivered from smoking cigarettes. Give them freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Remove the taste and the desire from their mouth. That person is trying to stop drinking at night before they go to sleep, Lord. Oh, Lord, help them to replace that urge and that craving with the word of God. We thank you right now, Lord, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. We thank you for saving every member of our family. Not one of them shall be lost. Oh, Father, we pray right now for that backslider. Touch them and bring them back to Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. And we're praying for the body of Christ, Lord. Deliver, deliver. Remove the spirit of pride, the spirit of competition, materialistic greed, Lord. Bring unity. Bring harmony. Bring peace among all of us in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for giving us a little more time to get it right. We pray right now, Lord, for every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every missionary, every elder, every deacon, every deaconess, every minister, every lay member, every person in the body of Christ. Bless Pastor Kearney and the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Bless Bishop Battle International Covenant Christian Churches. Bless Elder Carrie Harris, Pastor Paula, Pastor Chad, Lady Alexander. Bless my mom, Mother Thomas, my Christian mom, Mother Inez, Safe in His Arms Evangelistic Ministries that you entrusted in my hands. Bless the volunteers. Bless my family. Father, we just thank you right now. And we pray that everyone listening will have a fruitful, a peaceful weekend full of joy. Their bodies are healed. Their minds are healed. Their finances are overflowing. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We say, devil, you are defeated. We have the victory in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Amen.
Lord, sing it on.
Oh, oh,
somebody
touch me.
Oh,
oh,
somebody
touch me.
Oh, Lord,
oh, oh,
somebody touch me. I know it must have been Jesus, but nobody else can
touch like
that. Lee, tell your story.
I was sitting there. Been there all week long. Now it's Friday night, with everybody came and gathered around me. Said, Lord, come and touch him and let his little soul get right. And I cried, oh Lord, somebody singing,
oh Lord,
somebody
touch me.
Oh Lord, somebody. I know it must have been Jesus. Nobody else said touch like that. One more thing, you see, when everybody had gathered around me, they sing, I love the Lord because he first loved me. Something came from somewhere and I couldn't see it, but don't you know it got a hold of me. And I cried, sing it all, somebody, how about you, did he touch you, I know it must have been Jesus, nobody else can touch like that, and when I left the church that night, I said somebody, touch me, somebody, somebody touch me, after a while, one of my friends, flag me down, spend that lead. You keep on running, keep on shouting, talking about somebody, somebody touch you. So don't you know, with all these people that are gathered around you, that could have been anybody that touched you. But I told my friend, I said, no, no. I said, no, no. I said, do you remember when Jesus was talking and there was a crowd gathered around him, standing by. There was a woman, she'd been sick for 12 long years. She said, I believe if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know everything would be alright. She began to push her way through. Somebody asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, I'm trying. I want to get close enough so I can touch the hem of his garment. I know everything would be alright. And when she touched it, Jesus didn't see, but he turned around and he said, somebody, he said, somebody, he said, somebody, somebody touched me. Somebody stood up in that same crowd, said, now, master, you're talking about somebody, somebody touched you. Look at all these people that are gathered around you. That could have been anybody that touched you. But Jesus told him, he said, no, no. He said, no, no. That wasn't just anybody that touched me. That was a touch of faith. I told my friend that same night, that wasn't just anybody that touched me. That was a touch of my God's grace. Tell me, tell me, I wanna know, I wanna know, did he touch you? Did he touch you? Somebody cried out, early one Monday. How about Monday? Monday's alright, just wasn't my day. Somebody else said, Tuesday. How about Tuesday? Tuesday's alright, but it wasn't my day. Somebody cried, Wednesday. How about Wednesday? How about Wednesday? Wednesday's alright, it just wasn't my day. How about Thursday? How about Thursday? Thursday's alright, but it wasn't my day. Well, can I tell you my day, y'all? Can I tell you my day, y'all? One Friday, one Friday, late one Friday, one Friday evening. And I was sitting there when I felt something, something moving on my right side. And when I looked around,
this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for this brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you for this new day that he created, and that he's still proving himself, that he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. And as I always say, how do I know? Because he is the holy God. He never changes. He's the almighty God. He is our healer. He is our miracle worker. He is our deliverer. Everything that I need him to be. He is. And the thing about the true and living God, the God that created the heavens and the earth, he don't have a select few that he will bless and be there for and be the same God today that he was on yesterday and the same God today that he will be forevermore. But if you have that personal relationship with him, even when we were yet sinners, he was the Almighty God. He was the Holy God. He was the righteous God. And I tell God, thank you for all things. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time to teach his word. That let me know that he have not called me home. And I tell God, thank you. I still have a work to do for him. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for his going on the cross, dear God. I thank you that he went in the grave for us, God, that he didn't stay there, but he rose on the third day with all power in his hands. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for keeping us as we slumbered and slept on last night. Thank you for encamping your angels round about us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being my lead and my guide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to bless in the name of Jesus. Touch your ministers throughout the land, God, from your bishops and your apostles down to your lay members, God. I ask that you touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, strengthen in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak your heart and your mind in the name of Jesus, dear God. Continue to strengthen me, God, with your Holy Ghost power, God. Continue to lead me in all truth, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you. Oh, Father God, bless all of your houses of God where you reside in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch your leaders, God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, continue to bless in the hospitals, God, with your Holy Ghost power. Father God, continue to bless in the rehab centers, in your nursing homes, God. I ask that you put your anointing there even the more in the mighty name of Jesus through your Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for being able to cast all our cares upon you, for you careth for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being our healer and our miracle worker, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, bless our children and our children's children, God. Oh, Father God, I give those generational curses to you, God. Oh, Father God, break them in the name of Jesus. Let them begin with me in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Oh, Father God, blessing the government. God, touch the minds and the hearts of your people, God. Let them follow you and your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Oh, Father God, bless NFI Radio, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you add to. You do what's needed, God. You bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Oh, Father God, bless married couples, God. Bring them together in oneness in the mighty name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you just for being God. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise, dear God. Thank you for being my Father. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you, because we can never, ever thank him enough for all that he is doing. It is God that is keeping us in this season. It is God that is strengthening us in this season. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for his son Jesus going on the cross. And when he went to be with the Father, he didn't leave us comfortless. He left the Holy Ghost power, yeah, God, in the name of Jesus, to lead and to guide, to strengthen. And I tell God, thank you. He tells us to give thanks for all things. And as an older person now, I don't take nothing for granted, because I know if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here. And I tell God, thank you. As we come back together today, we're going to finish talking about the grace of God. And we've already established that it's that unmerited grace. We don't deserve it. But because he loves, he gives us his grace. And once we receive his grace, he don't stop even when we get saved. And when we get sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, he still gives us grace. And that grace rests in our lives. And I tell God, thank you. As we have the grace of God, we've already established that grace justifies us before the Holy God. It ain't no amount of money that we have that can buy grace. It ain't no amount of stuff that we can have that we can say, here, God, take this, and this is going to justify me because I gave. But it's God's grace that we don't deserve that justifies us. It's God's grace that moves sin out of our way and moves us into the righteousness of God. And I tell God, thank you, that as God moves sin out of the way, and as an individual, this journey is personal, we are willing to step away from sin, to turn from sin, and to turn to God. He justifies us. Jesus does before the Heavenly Father. And I'm so grateful. And as we look at grace, we already established that grace provides us access to our God, that we can communicate with him, that we can fellowship with him. Don't have to have nobody else to go there for us. But we can communicate with God when we go to him in prayer. There are times when I can't go on my knees, but just where I'm at, I begin to talk to my Heavenly Father. And I begin to fellowship with him in worship. I begin to fellowship with him in praise. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for his grace, because guess what? His grace wins us a new relationship and intimacy with God. I tell God, thank you. We can't buy it. Can't bargain for it. But it's because of his love that we have the grace of God. And I bless the name of the Lord, because when he gives us grace that we don't deserve, he not like man can be sometimes. Man won't show us love. Man won't give us grace. And yeah, babies, as mankind, we got to give grace. Yes, we do. But because he loved so much, he loved mankind, because, see, we were made in his image. Not only does his grace give us a new relationship and intimacy with him, we establish that grace disciplines us and trains us to live in a way that honors God. When we live in sin, we don't honor God. When we live in sin, we're not magnifying and glorifying the name of God. And when we live in sin, we're not trusting God. And did you know that we can defy, yeah, and resist and refuse to obey God? And when we do that, we are not honoring him. We don't have that intimate and personal relationship with him. But I tell God, thank you, that because of his love, we have his grace. And I tell God, thank you, because of his grace. His grace help us in every need that we have. I tell God, thank you. As we have his grace, we find that his grace grants us immeasurable spiritual riches. I thank God for those spiritual riches, those gifts that come from the Holy Ghost of God, those gifts that come from our Heavenly Father that help us to grow in him, that help us to live the Word of God. The Word of God said, don't just be hearers of the Word, but he tells us to be doers of the Word. And I tell God, thank you. And as we look at God's grace, did you know that grace is the reason behind our every deliverance? When we are delivered from sin, it is because of his grace. It ain't because of us. It ain't because of what we got, but it's because of our Heavenly Father. As we look at Psalm 44, verses 3 through 8, the word of God say, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance to Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under the rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. I tell God, thank you. That is not us that delivers us from our enemy, but it's God with his sweet self that will come and stand in the gap for us. He has angels that watch over us. As we see that it wasn't the sword, isn't it, that saved them. It wasn't them or their strength, but it was God that saved them. As the word said, for thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance for Jacob. Do you know that all God got to do is speak, and the enemy has to come under subjection to his word? As God speaks, the enemy has to move out of the way. As God speaks, the enemy has to flee. And I tell God, thank you. For the word of God say, I will not put my trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. See, it ain't me that's saving me. It ain't you that's saving you, but it's God with his sweet self. The Almighty God, the God that was in the beginning, the God that's going to be in the end, that is saving us. It is his Holy Ghost power that is saving us. It is not we ourselves. And I tell God, thank you, that as he keeps us from our enemies, Satan is busy. He's coming against those that love God. He's coming against those that serve in God. But I tell God, thank you for standing in the gap with his son Jesus, for standing in the gap with his Holy Ghost power to keep the enemy at bay. And I tell God, thank you. We can't do it ourselves. And I will tell anybody any day that it's God that keeps me. It is God's blood through his son Jesus that covers me. And I tell God, thank you, just for being God. It is grace, God's grace, that delivered me from sin. It was God's grace that delivered me out of the hands of the enemy. I tell God, thank you. Did you know that grace preserves us? Yes, Lord. Did you know that grace comforts us? Did you know that grace encourages us? Did you know that grace strengthens us? And I tell God, thank you. Ever had days when you couldn't do nothing on your own, but when you went in that prayer where you communicated with God, you began to get strength as you call on the name of Jesus. It is not your strength, but God's grace preserves us and strengthens us. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. And the word of God say, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. And see, grace and love and communion with God is what keeps us and strengthens us. Do you ever find that when you get a little bit slack and you don't stay in the right standing with God, and when you don't have an active prayer life, when you don't read the word, do you find that you lose your strength? Do you find that you don't have anything to encourage you? Don't be time that when you get away from God and you don't do what the words say do, you're going to find that you don't have nothing or nobody to comfort you. But I'm so grateful for the grace of God. God's grace comforts us. I tell God, thank you. As Paul get ready to leave the people, and he gives this benediction to witness to the church, Paul prays that the Corinthians might continually experience the grace of Christ. I tell God, thank you for those that pray for mankind, that God's grace be a relevant part of our life, and that God be near us through his son Jesus, that his power and his mercy and his comfort be there for us. I tell God, thank you for his grace. And as Paul encouraged them to endure, he was encouraging them to be strong in the Lord. And I tell God, thank you. And did you know that grace is actively and continually working in the lives of God's people? I tell God, thank you, that God don't stop. He's an on-time God. And as Paul was ministering to the people and going about doing a work for God, he was letting them know that he wasn't doing it on his own labors, but he was doing it because of the help of God. He was letting them know that it was God that was with him that was giving him strength to do what he is doing. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. And the word of God say, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. The grace of God and his presence. And the love that we receive through his son Jesus, and through his Holy Spirit, babies, is what keeps us going. We can't do it on our own. as Paul already let us know, that he was able to do what he could do as a laborer, not because of him, but because of the grace of God. I tell God thank you for his mercy and his forgiveness. I tell God thank you for his power that allows me to do his will. You can't do it on your own, but you can do it with the power of God. It's God's grace, baby, not ours. And as his grace is with us, we can do what God have called us to do. Don't yield to temptation, for yielding is sin. And one thing that I know about Paul as I read and read the word, that when he set out to do that work that God had called him to do, he didn't go back into sin. Paul went through some terrible times when man came against him. And I know that Paul reaped some of what he has sowed, but he didn't look back. I tell God thank you for his grace. It was his grace that keeps us moving. It's God's grace, I tell God thank you, that without him we can do nothing. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Gladys can't do nothing on her own. I gotta have God working on the inside as he works on the inside. And I have his strength as he work on the inside of you, babies. And you have his strength. You can do all things. God's grace that works on the inside. And did you know that God's grace is greater than sin? I tell God thank you for his son Jesus as he deliver us from our sins. Romans 5:20 say, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound. And I tell God thank you for his grace, that as it abounds on the inside, we have that personal relationship with God. As grace abounds on the inside, it overrides sin. But babies, as I already said, you gotta choose who you're gonna serve. You're gonna find that God's grace is more abundant than what we expect. And I tell God thank you. As we look at 1 Timothy 1:14, and the word of God said, the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. We can't put an amount on God's grace. His grace was abundant. And abundant mean that it was a lot. And I tell God thank you. We can't even imagine in our minds. We can't even figure it in our minds how great and how abundant his grace is. Because, see, our thoughts are not his thoughts, and our ways are not his ways. And when we think about abundance, you might think of a handful. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's doing for me, I can't put an amount on it. But I know that it is he that is working it out. It is he that is keeping me. And as we look at God's grace, we find that it's too wonderful for words. Can't put it in words. Have you ever tried to put it in words? And as you continue to try and put it in words and come up with an answer for it, you keep adding about how good he is, how marvelous he is, how wonderful he is, how he is a helper, how he is your strength. If we look at 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, the word of God say, "Be thanks be unto our God for his unspeakable gift." When it's unspeakable, you can't put it into words. It is so much, so magnificent that you can't put it into words. As I just said, you might have started out with him being this, but as you remember that he was that, you remember also that he was this, 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 and he was that, 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 and he still is more than what you can explain. Then when you begin to think about all of his goodness, that yes, he paid the light bill, but he encamped his angels round about me when danger was all around. And I tell God, thank you for his grace that is too wonderful for words. And as we are recipients, as sons of God, of his grace, I've already told you that we got to be gracious to others. As he showed us love and gave us love, we got to love with the love of God. As he gave us grace, we must show grace. I tell God, thank you for being the God that loved us so, so very much. And that when we walk in the righteousness of God, babies, you're going to be gracious. You're going to do what God say. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. And babies, I want to share with you that yes, you can love your enemies. God had to teach Gladys that. And I'm so glad that because of his grace, I was able to get an understanding that, yeah, I got to love my enemies. Babies love because guess what? When we were yet enemies to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, he loved us. And his son Jesus went on the cross for us. God's grace can't be put into words, but live a holy and righteous life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for
we're taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI. We'll be right back.
put it all in God's hands. I put it all in His hands. To put up, I could not bear.
Isn't anybody in the building ever had to walk the floor and cry? going to take a little time out and just let the Lord know how thankful we are. So many times we go to and beg, but right off seat today, we want to just let the Lord know that we thank you. Come on. Put your hands together. Everybody do it. Clap your hands. Come on. Sopranos.
California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You've already done enough for me. Then I jumped up out my bed, went down to my knees. Wanna say thank you, Lord, for watching me and keeping me safe all through the night. For this breath of fresh air and a brand new life. Turn around and new church with the say to put a smile on her face and take her home and lay her down. But I started thinking,
let's sing it again. It says, I will dance, I will sing. Come on, everybody.
come to give.